It is a time that happens only once every 4 years. The only time anyone is even talking about New Hampshire. And it turned out to be huge, especially for the 99%. America Weekend starts right now.
America Weekend.
This is America Weekend with Ed Kalegi and Christina Stoffo.
Welcome to America Weekend. I'm Ed Kalenge. As always, very happy that you can be here for this hour of the show. Stay with us. Christina Stoffo will be by momentarily. Our guest this hour is Las Vegas comedian Tom Rubin. Tom has put out a list of reasons why Valentine's Day, happy Valentine's Day, by the way, is better spent alone. That's right. No flowers, no candy, none of that. Just enjoy and wallow in your loneliness. And then it will be the Entertainment Report with Christina, followed by something we are replaying because of popular demand. Our interview with Jay Moore. Jay was the best damn guest we've ever had on this show. He was terrific. We held him over for a second segment. We're going to play part one for you today. He was on to talk about his album, Happy and a Lot. And that album is up for a Grammy this week. So it's a good time to come back and revisit our chat with Jay Moore. We start things off with what turned out to be an incredibly interesting New Hampshire primary. And if you're like, well, I don't want to talk about politics, hey, this is the best reality TV there is. And it will go on until November. If anyone came up to you and said 6 months ago, hey, Donald Trump and Bernie Sanders will win their respective New Hampshire primaries, you would have called them nuts. And rightfully so. And that's exactly what happened. Let's take a look at both parties and see where things stand at this point. Trump went out and got a little more than a third of the vote in New Hampshire with like 16 people running. Who was the big loser in New Hampshire? Marco Rubio. Marco is done. Marco Rubio was exposed during that debate a couple of Saturdays ago by Chris Christie. And Chris Christie did that trying to take Rubio out so he could pass him. Well, Christie is in an even worse spot because he couldn't even pass him. What did Christie have? What, 5% of the vote, 8%? But Rubio then comes up after the primary and says, this one is on me. He said it was because he made the mistake, and that's the mistake he's talking about, the fact that he repeated the same thing 19 times in the debate and looked amateurish that night. So even if he gains any traction from here on out, all someone has to do is pull up the clip of the debate and the clip of him right after New Hampshire, and he's done again. John Kasich got 12% of the vote, finished second behind Trump. Well, he should, because he spent all of his time since July in New Hampshire. Does he have staying power into South Carolina? Ted Cruz was not going to do well in New Hampshire. It's going to be interesting to see once he gets back down into the South, if his message catches back on again, which I think it will in many of those states. But Rubio, see you later. If Trump wins South Carolina, if Trump gets into Super Tuesday and does well, he's got an open path to the end zone and he's the nominee. All right, over to the Democrats. Bernie Sanders destroyed Hillary Clinton in New Hampshire. Well, he's from the next state over. Doesn't matter. Look at what he's been able to do with kids. All right, I'm talking about young people. Not only do they come to the rallies, they then go out and they vote and they support him. And Bernie Sanders, how interesting is this? This 74-year-old guy is taking advantage of the organic essence of social media better than anybody ever has before. You go on social media, Bernie this, Bernie that. There is a culture that is building on social media in support of this guy. Hillary Clinton has severe problems right now. She beat him by like 6 votes in Iowa. She got trounced in New Hampshire. If Bernie Sanders does well, or at least stays with her vote for vote in South Carolina, she is in serious, serious trouble. This is going to get very, very interesting. Super Tuesday will define these races. And we can be in a situation where things will tighten up between a couple of candidates. Or after Super Tuesday, we could see both Trump and, yes, even Bernie Sanders with a clear run to the summer, to their conventions and their nominations. And if that happens, does Mike Bloomberg get in as an independent? And if so, this is going to be quite a story come November. Stay with us. Tom Rubin is next. This is America Weekend, and I'm Ed Kalenge.
America Weekend.
Welcome to American Biker Minute. The $7 retail quart of engine oil may have been marked up as much as 4,000%. The figures do not lie. Today on American Biker Minute.
Have back taxes taken control of your life, your bank account, your paycheck? It's time to take back control and avoid tax liens, bank levies, garnished wages, and criminal charges. Take control today and call U.S. Tax Shield now at 800-524-6201.
Jeff Bryan for American Biker Minute. Kind of wondering when retailers are going to come to grips with the low price of oil and mark down the dino juice on the shelf to an appropriate price. Oil was selling right around 30 bucks a barrel. One barrel of oil is 42 gallons. Or 168 quarts. Cost of a quart of castor oil out of a $30 barrel of oil works out to about 20 cents a quart, or 4,000% profit. Double that cost to allow for transportation and refinery expenses. The quart of castor oil should sell for $3, not $7. American Biker Minute, your passport to the open road on two wheels.
Order in the court.
This is Attorney Jay Coleman with the final verdict. Jenna's vegetable garden needs sunlight, but the neighbor's tree branch hangs over her garden, blocking the sun. The branch is over the property line, so Jenna thinks she has the right to saw it off. Is this true? What can happen if she does? The final verdict after this.
Have back taxes taken control of your life, your bank account, your paycheck? It's time to take back control and avoid tax liens, bank levies, garnished wages, and criminal charges. Take control today and call U.S. Tax Shield now at 800-524-6201.
Jenna should not cut the tree branch herself because of possible liabilities. She could hurt the tree, causing damage. The neighbors could even complain that it was cut improperly. If they refuse to cut it themselves, Jenna can sue them for trespassing. And that's the final verdict.